If we could travel to Ireland's near future, into a world where global warming has continued unabated, scientists believe we'd be likely to find a country that is as bleak and unforgiving as the Arctic winds that you've just been listening to. Dr. Audrey Morley, a scientist at NUI Galway, researches ocean climates. She believes that an abrupt climate change caused by the rapid melting of the Greenland ice sheet, a scenario depicted in the Hollywood disaster film The Day After Tomorrow, starring Dennis Quaid, made in 2004, is a real threat and could cause a climate shift in North America, Europe, and Ireland inside a decade.
A recent study published in Nature Communications by Skubin and others, they have used climate models to simulate this scenario, this particular scenario of a melting Greenland ice sheet. And they found that such a cooling event could happen over a decade. And they've also found that the likelihood of such an event to occur as a result of global warming is about 45.5%. So it's a 50-50 chance that this might happen. The melting and the addition of meltwater into the North Atlantic basin would slow down surface ocean currents that would include the Gulf Stream. If the Gulf Stream slows down, I probably wouldn't be cut off completely, but if it slows down and cools significantly, then as a result, our mild maritime climate that we have today would be a lot cooler.
Scientists first demonstrated the link between the increase in global mean temperatures and global warming back in the 1990s. However, only recently have researchers been able to link specific extreme weather events to human-induced climate change, says Professor Frederike Otto, who's Deputy Director of the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Oxford.
And that of course, makes climate change much more real. Because global mean temperatures don't kill people, but extreme weather events do. And if they can be quantitatively linked with climate change, I think that that's a much, much more powerful way to communicate that climate change is not something that happens somewhere else and sometime in the future, but actually here and now.
The link between extreme weather and global warming means that Ireland will be hit with more powerful and more frequent storms and heavy rains. However, the 2,000 to 3,000 kilometres of our huge 6,000 kilometre coastline at most risk is largely unprotected, said Dr. Jimmy Murphy, an expert on coastal erosion based at University College Cork.
In Ireland, what we do is that if we get damage to our coastline, we repair it based on how the coastline presents itself at that particular point in time.
It would cost between 5,000 and 10,000 euro to protect a metre of coastline along the Irish coast. And with such a long and exposed coastline, this could mean a bill that the Irish taxpayer can't afford. Yet a plan should be put in place to define what areas should be priority areas for protection, said Dr. Murphy.
Most European countries have better plans and spend a lot more money on the coastline, I suppose. You know, with Ireland, we have a small population and, you know, sort of, there's not big population centres on exposed coastlines. But if you look at countries like, you know, the UK, you know, they have strategy plans for their whole coastline.
Medical professionals see climate change as a growing threat to public health. People like Dr. Ina Kelly, a consultant in public health medicine employed by the HSE, who works at national level on climate change and health.
And one of the biggest impacts is likely to be mental health effects from the losses incurred by people, you know, the stress of losing, you know, having flooded houses and losing their occupation and, you know, through I suppose, maybe having to move and displacement and so forth. We're going to have to deal with it, and we're starting to see effects of it. I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware that, for instance, some of the waterborne infectious diseases that we have in Ireland are the highest rates in Europe for virotoxigenic E. coli and for cryptosporidium. And while this may not all be associated with climate change, we are obviously especially vulnerable to these infectious diseases, and we would expect that these sorts of infections are going to become more of a feature in Irish health.
Plant and animal species are coming under pressure too as a result of climate change, says Dr. Ruth Kelly from the School of Natural Sciences at Trinity College Dublin.
It's an added pressure on top of what is already a very fragmented system. We're going to have a harder time growing our crops, we could easily have difficulties with water quality, with air quality. So it's not just overseas happening to other people, it's also going to happen here on the ground in Ireland if we don't act.